From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson announced late today that the government will be using yet another tool in its toolbox to stem the economic crisis.
I brief my colleagues on the work we are pursuing to implement swiftly and thoughtfully the new financial rescue package. We are developing strategies to use the authority to purchase and insure mortgage assets and to purchase equity in financial institutions as deemed necessary to promote financial market stability. As we develop plans to purchase equity, as in the approach we are taking to broad mortgage asset purchases, we are working to develop a standardized program that is open to a broad array of financial institutions. Such a program would be designed to encourage the raising of new private equity capital to complement public capital. Consistent with the legislation, any equity the government purchases through a broadly available equity program would be on a non-voting basis, except with respect to market standard terms to protect our rights as investors.
Henry Paulson spoke after meeting today with G7 finance ministers and central bank governors. For more on the Treasury plan, I'm joined by NPR's John Itzty. And John, what we're focusing really here on is the phrase to purchase equity in financial institutions. What do you understand that plan to be?
Mm-hmm. Well, what you just heard Secretary Paulson say is about all the detail that we have.
That we know, right.
He's made passing references to this before, so it's not the first time, and there have been leaks that have suggested some things that the government's going to do, but it appears that they're going to create a standardized program. They're going to hope that they don't drive out private capital, mm-hmm. which would suggest that they're simply going to buy shares as opposed to go in and cram down current shareholders. It appears that they are not going to take positions on the board, and they'll be very passive in terms of the management of the companies.
I'd like you just to explain the idea here and the theory behind doing this. Why does the government believe, and why do some commentators at least believe, that by taking an equity stake in the banks, that's owning bank stock, why would that make a difference as opposed to going after the supposedly toxic securities that those banks hold?
Well, it's a much more efficient way to do it. By injecting money directly into the banks, you end up giving the banks more capital. And for every dollar, or let's say for every $10 that for every dollar that the U.S. government invests in a bank, mm-hmm. it can go out and lend $10. And that should jumpstart lending. If they're going to be mopping up in the other part of the plan, which is to mop up these toxic assets, they have to go in and buy the assets first and take them out. And whatever the bank might make as a profit in there, they could begin to lend on. But you have to spend much more money to mop up assets and get the same bang in terms of lending as you would by buying stock.
How close is this to nationalizing the banks?
Well, I don't think it's nationalizing the banks. Again, it looks like the government is planning to take a very passive stake in banks. They'll buy the equity. They have said they don't plan to be on the boards of these banks, and there's no mention that they're going to be removing management. So they'll be an equity holder like all the rest of private equity holders and not be, taking control of banks.
On the other hand, this is something quite new for the federal government to be doing. We'll have to go back to Andrew Jackson, I think, to be talking about a bigger federal role in banking.
I think you're right. This is a real change in federal government policy.
The G7 ministers met today. What else came out of the meeting?
Well, they issued a 5-point plan, not identical policies that they're going to be using, but identical frameworks that they're going to work through. And they've basically said they're going to take all measures necessary to make sure they get a handle on this financial crisis.
It's NPR's John Itzty talking with us about Treasury Secretary Paulson's announcement today that the Treasury is working on a plan to take an equity position in financial institutions. John, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Robert.